Today is Thursday, May 26th. We have an update about how a rural Texas town is coping with the pain of losing children and teachers to a mass shooting. We'll tell you what investigators have found, including a warning the attacker sent out minutes before it happened, and how you can help those who are grieving. Also, what's in President Biden's new order about police reform? Plus, a humongous asteroid barreling toward Earth. Why the FDA is warning about one viral trend. And another new streaming service, this one could be coming specifically for football fans. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We are starting to learn more about the 19 children and two teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at a rural Texas elementary school, like a 10-year-old who loved to sing and play basketball, another fourth grader who enjoyed dancing and was excited about her summer of swimming, a teacher who was also a wife and mother to four children of her own. On top of those who died, 17 others were hurt and hundreds more traumatized. Last night, a vigil was held in the town of Uvalde. People in the community are also being offered access to grief counselors, ministers, and therapy dogs. Meanwhile, investigators are working to put together a timeline of this horrific massacre. The Texas governor says about half an hour before the mass shooting, the attacker sent three online messages, including one that said specifically that he was going to shoot up an elementary school. Minutes later, law enforcement officials say he had a confrontation with an armed security guard, but did eventually get in. They say he barricaded himself into one two-room classroom where he began shooting. After about 40 minutes, a team of elite Border Patrol agents stopped him. There was a shootout and the attacker was killed. Investigators still haven't said what might have motivated him. The shooter had no known criminal history or documented mental health issues. But the investigation continues. There are some things you can do to help, too. In Texas, local health centers are encouraging people to give blood. Volunteer attorneys are also needed to help shooting victims and their families with legal services. And no matter where you live, you can support verified fundraisers. GoFundMe set up a hub for family aid full of verified donation options. We posted a link to that hub in today's episode notes. This most recent mass shooting has given rise to several heated confrontations from Texas to the nation's capital. First, we'll talk about Texas. The state has some of the most gun-friendly laws in the country and has been the site of some of the deadliest shootings in the U.S. over the past 5 years. That said, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says those laws are not the problem. He made the point that 18-year-olds have been able to buy rifles in Texas for more than 60 years, and most do not commit mass shootings. But many Democrats disagree with him, including his main challenger in this November's midterms, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. O'Rourke interrupted a news conference Governor Abbott was holding yesterday to confront him on this issue in what turned into a pretty dramatic public scene. He yelled at Governor Abbott, quote, "This is on you until you choose to do something different." Well, the top Republican officials on stage quickly pushed back, like Senator Ted Cruz, who told him, quote, "Sit down and don't play this stunt." O'Rourke was eventually escorted out of the room. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., there were also some heated exchanges in Congress. Democratic lawmakers lashed out at their Republican colleagues for not supporting their gun reform legislation. Many Democrats, like President Biden, want expanded background checks and a ban on assault-style weapons. Some Republicans say they don't want any new laws about guns since the Second Amendment protects Americans' right to bear arms. Other Republicans are open to some reform, like red flag laws. Those let courts temporarily take guns from people deemed dangerous. At this point, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying there's no obvious path forward for gun measures in Congress, since no current proposals would have enough votes to pass. But he said he's up for negotiations. It has been exactly 2 years since George Floyd was killed under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, sparking weeks of protests around the U.S. over police brutality. So this week, President Biden is using the occasion to announce new police reform. He signed an executive order that does a few things. One, it creates a national database of police misconduct. Two, it bans chokeholds unless deadly force is authorized. Three, it requires all police officers go through anti-bias training. And there's more. These changes mostly impact federal law enforcement, not local police or sheriff's offices. Large law enforcement groups in the U.S. are divided on their opinions about this executive order. Some say it's a step in the right direction. Others say it's political theater that will demoralize and endanger police officers. Then there are some civil rights groups who say Biden's order doesn't go far enough. President Biden has called on Congress to do more. It turns out if you get COVID-19, a new CDC study found, you could have a 1 in 5 chance of having long-term symptoms. The Federal Health Agency evaluated medical records for nearly 2 million people. It found 1 in 5 adult COVID-19 survivors younger than 65 experienced at least one health condition that could be considered long COVID. Among seniors, the number was even higher, 1 in 4. Long COVID is the term used to describe many kinds of symptoms that last a while after a person gets COVID-19. The study looked at people who had symptoms a month to a year later. And it found the most common long-term conditions included respiratory symptoms and musculoskeletal pain, which can include pain in your bones, tendons, or other connective tissues. Still, the CDC study did not look at whether the patients were vaccinated or not, and it did not note how minor or severe the symptoms were. So more studies like this are still ongoing, including some that are looking into potential treatments for long COVID. Price hikes on most things are expected to stick around for the rest of this year and next year. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, released a new economic outlook. It says the key measures of inflation will stay uncomfortably high as demand outpaces supply. Like with the Consumer Price Index, that measures what people pay for goods and services. Well, last year, it was up 6.7% from the year before. Well, it's expected to still rise this year, but by less, about 4.7%. Price increases are not expected to fall back to the targeted 2% level until 2024. But here's a little good news from the estimates. The GDP, which is basically the total value of goods and services that a country produces in a certain period of time, is expected to grow by more than 3% this year and keep growing for the next couple of years. Plus, this year's annual budget deficit is expected to be lower than last year, and unemployment is expected to stay low. More news is coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Pampers. Changing diapers is just a part of parenthood that we can't avoid. And our kiddos are cute enough that ultimately, we're okay with it. But why not make that part of the job as easy as possible on ourselves? Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit has the best fit and protection for your active baby. My little boy Dax is walking these days, which means there's no slowing him down. And I love that the 360 gap-free fit stretches around his waist, moving with him, and they won't gap in the back. Plus, unlike regular taped diapers, Dax cannot pull these diapers off with just one yank. Yep, I, the adult, can because they have easy tear sides, but he can't. Plus, the material feels super soft and comfortable. I can tell my baby loves it too because he's finally stopped tugging at his diaper and we're seeing fewer rashes, which is key. Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours, meaning I don't need to worry or get up overnight. And these diapers are hypoallergenic, free of elemental chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex. Plus, we're talking about Pampers here, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand. Buy in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Aerospace giant Boeing could be flying astronauts to the International Space Station by the end of this year. Boeing's Starliner reached the space station and docked as it was supposed to, and then the spacecraft returned to Earth as planned yesterday. Both NASA and Boeing leaders called the test flight this week extremely successful, despite a few snags early on in the trip. The test was meant to prove to NASA that Starliner is ready to give astronauts a ride to the space station moving forward. And that's a big milestone, since Boeing has been working on this mission for about 3 years now, and it's faced challenges and delays along the way. Rival SpaceX is already taking NASA astronauts to the space station, but NASA wants two U.S. companies it can rely on, since it means relying on Russia for rides to space less and less. It's the largest asteroid expected to get close to planet Earth in all of 2022, and the flyby is happening this week. We're talking about a space rock that is more than a mile long. That's twice the size of the tallest building in the world. And it's traveling at about 30,000 miles per hour. That's 17 times the speed of a bullet through the air. The asteroid is labeled potentially hazardous and could cause a major catastrophe if it were to hit Earth, but really, there's no need to worry. At its closest, this asteroid is still expected to be 2.5 million miles away. That's supposed to happen tomorrow morning. NASA will be watching it closely, but you will not be able to see it with the naked eye. Football fans, get ready for NFL Plus. Yep, the Sports Business Journal is reporting the National Football League plans to launch its own streaming service soon. It'll reportedly cost roughly $5 a month, and it'll feature live games on mobile phones and tablets, the same games you'd see on local TV. It could also include some other content like radio, podcasts, and more. Before now, you could get the games for free on your laptop or tablet via various cell phone carriers or Yahoo Sports. But the deals that made that possible have now expired, letting the league pursue this new streaming option instead. NFL Plus is expected to come out this July, but the league has not officially announced it yet. It looks like TikTok wants to take on Twitch, YouTube, and others in a new way. Today, TikTok is launching a subscription program for its TikTok Live service. It allows fans to pay a monthly fee in exchange for extra perks from their favorite creators. As Bloomberg reports, live streaming video is one of the fastest-growing aspects of social media. And TechCrunch says this new option from TikTok looks pretty similar to what Twitch already offers. For now, the new TikTok Live subscriptions is only available to certain creators, but it is expected to roll out to more users in the coming weeks. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is not to automatically use every viral life hack you see on social media. We'll explain why. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. Have you ever seen someone wearing a colorful, cute pair of flats? They might have been Rothy's. Whenever I wear my bright red Rothy's flats, which is quite often, people take notice and compliment them. So I ordered another black pair just to make sure I could truly wear my Rothy's flats with everything. But I love that I can always go back to Rothy's for more head-turning designs in bright yet sophisticated colors. No matter the color, these are the cutest and most comfortable flats I've ever come across. They're almost like wearing slippers, but of course, much more stylish. Plus, I love that Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All of their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy to get $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. The FDA has now warned people to avoid a popular avocado hack. Many videos online have shown storing your avocados in water in the refrigerator can help them stay green longer, giving you up to a month before they go bad. And while that might be true, the FDA told Newsweek it can actually breed bacteria, that even a little listeria or salmonella that might be on the skin of the avocado tends to multiply in water over time, and that it might even make its way inside the avocado, where a good wash of the fruit's skin would not do the trick to get rid of it. Even without that hack, though, the FDA does recommend people wash the skin of an avocado before cutting into it, since bacteria can be transferred from the knife to the fruit. Of course, if it's a little bit of bacteria, it typically will not cause healthy adults to get sick, but even a small amount can affect pregnant women, older adults, or others with a compromised immune system. So again, think twice before submerging avocados in water, no matter what you see on social media. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.